American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 217. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 186. On the trial, Conley testified that Frank had asked him to come to the factory on Saturday and watch for him, as he had previously done. Conley explained that this meant Frank expected to meet a woman, and when Frank stamped his foot, Conley was to lock the door leading into the factory. When Frank whistled, Conley was to open it. He said he occupied a dark place at the side of the elevator behind some boxes, where he would be invisible. Conley swore that he saw several people, including male and female employees, go up the steps to the second floor where Frank's office was located. He stated that Mary Fagan went up, and within a few minutes, he heard footsteps going back to the metal room. He heard a scream and then dozed off. A few minutes later, Frank stamped, and Conley locked the door. When Frank whistled, Conley unlocked the door and went up the steps. Frank was shivering and trembling and told Conley, "I wanted to be with the little girl, and she refused me. And I struck her, and I guess I struck her too hard, and she fell and hit her head against something. And I don't know how bad she got hurt. Of course, you know I ain't built like other men." Conley said that he found Mary Fagan in the metal room, some 200 feet from the office, with a cloth tied about her neck and under the head, as though to catch blood, although there was no blood at the place. Frank told him to get a piece of cloth and put the body in it. Conley got a piece of striped bed tick and tied the body in it, then called on Frank for assistance in carrying it. Frank went to his office, got a key, and unlocked the switchboard in order to operate the elevator to the basement, where Conley rolled the body off the cloth. They went back into Frank's private office, and just at that time, Frank said, "My God, here is Emma Clark and Corintha Hall." And Frank then put Conley into the wardrobe. After they left, Frank let Conley out and asked Conley if he could write, to which Conley said, "Yes." Frank then dictated the letters just referred to and took out of his desk a roll of greenbacks and said, "Here is $200. But after a while, he requested the money back and got it. One post, P202.